Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the 2017 College of Pro Players Platform Show, and we are down here in St. Pete's, Florida, and we are here because of the 2017 East-West Shrine Game. It's a collection of some of the top prospects in the country, and with one of those prospects right now, it's the Notre Dame standout, John Awolu. James. Yeah, I already start the show off knuckleheaded. What's it like being down here so far?
It's been a blast. I mean, you don't really know what you're getting into, but you know, coming down here and playing with some of the best kids in the country and being coached by some NFL coaches is a pretty cool experience.
Nice. I mean, when do you kind of find yourself in the defensive side of the ball? I'm sure you kind of played both sides growing up, but kind of, you know, when did you kind of settle into that?
Yeah, after my freshman year playing wide receiver, I enjoyed playing special teams, loved the physicality of my game, so went and talked to coach and just gave it a shot there in spring ball. So.
And the rest is history.
Yeah, exactly. Stayed on the defensive side of the ball for the rest of the time.
When does it sink in that you have a realistic shot? Even if you're playing at Notre Dame or Alabama, you know that there's 90 kids in that locker room, very few get this opportunity. But for you personally, when does it kind of sink in? You know what? Maybe I can play on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, your senior year, you start focusing on it a little bit more. You still want to, you know, win a ton of games for your team and obviously play for the university. But after the season's over, you start focusing a little bit more on your body and training. And I think that's when it really starts sinking in.
Nice. When you got the invite to the Shrine Game, what was that like?
I was pretty excited. You know, some of my friends played in it last year and said it was a great experience. So I was excited to get out here and compete a little bit.
Nice. And have you met any? I know you have, but I mean, who have you kind of bonded with or met that you kind of, you know, didn't know prior to this game?
Yeah, I actually didn't know a lot of guys, but you know, there's a ton of Michigan guys out here. I've played against them, but not with them, so that's a new experience. And then, you know, my whole linebacker core here has been pretty cool, so
yeah.
It's been nice working with them throughout the week.
Yeah, the Michigan guys have a nice vibe going. I think
they took over.
Confidence in numbers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there's so many of them
absolutely.
Out there. For you, I mean, you're down here for a reason. I mean, I ask this question of all the guys that come on the show. I mean, if you're in the film room with some scouts right now, what are they going to love about, you know, what you bring to the position?
I just think partly accountability, a little bit rangy. You know, I can get all over the field and chase the ball down. And, you know, I'm just starting to play my best ball, so continuing to learn. And I think that's what they like.
Nice. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, leadership qualities, game film study, maybe the defense you ran, your linebacker where you could have blitzed more, could have dropped some covers more. I mean, what do these scouts, and you know they probably brought a lot of things up that you were surprised they even knew, but what don't they know about James Onwalu that's a big bonus?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I've played a couple different positions, but there's so many things that I can do on the field, and like I said, I'm still learning the game and just starting to play my best ball. So there's positions that I haven't played that I'm, you know, ready to explore that I may be playing in the league, and just continuing to learn.
So. Feel comfortable at all three spots?
Maybe? Absolutely. Yeah, I can play any spot they want me to. So
what's the preference of choice? And I know if they wanted you to be long snapper, but
yeah,
if you had your
if
perfect
they want me to long snap, I'll definitely do that.
But in the perfect world, what would you want to do?
I mean, I like playing in space, playing in coverage, so whatever position that puts me in, just allow me to run the ball and, you know, just go wild at the spot.
Excellent stuff. Once again, James Onwalu here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, or you'd like to listen to it again, it's always available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio page as well. Do you get comparisons to anyone, or are you patting yourself after anybody at the next level?
Not really. Just kind of myself. You don't see a lot of receivers switching over to linebackers, so kind of like to stick to my own identity.
Nice. Were you this size at receiver?
No. I was a little bit smaller, but had to gain a little bit of weight. But
you had the height?
Yeah. I've been this tall since I've been in college. So
Yeah. I always love when I hear guys, you know, making the switch or, you know, swapping size. And
yeah, absolutely.
So I know. And then for you, I mean, are you training anywhere right now?
Yeah, I'm out in California, right at Proactive in Orange County. So got a good group of guys out there I'm training with, just preparing for the combine and our pro days. So
yeah, combine information for you. When you arrive in Indianapolis, bring an extra duffel bag or suitcase because you're going to get so much free stuff.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Okay. All right. I'm going to hold you to it.
I will.
Because if not, I'm going to follow you to the airport and when you're throwing
your gear out.
I'll pick it up.
Yeah. Sounds
Maybe
good.
That's probably what I should actually do this year.
Yeah, don't give anybody that inside
Yeah,
scoop.
Well, and before we let you go, we always like to end the show on some lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah.
All right. Female celebrities, James. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Jeez. Jennifer Lawrence, probably.
There you go, nice.
Yeah.
Her name, she's really come on. Last year, she kind of really made her, a dent in that question.
Yeah, I just like some of her movies. I got a girlfriend, so I don't want to get in trouble, but yeah. I like her movies, so that's why I take her out.
You know, I always laugh. I always ask if your girlfriend was on the show and we asked her the questions.
What would she say?
Yeah.
She's probably got a long list.
No, you don't. Take us inside that Notre Dame locker room. I'm excited to hear... who does the best impersonation of the head coach, and do they do it in front of him?
I mean, our locker room's pretty open, so I don't think anybody's scared to make fun of some coaches in the right moment. Who's got the best? Probably he's not with us anymore. He's graduated, but Chase Hounshell's got a pretty good one.
Yeah.
He transferred to Ohio State. I don't know. There's a couple guys that have some good ones in there.
All right, Coach Kelly, in front of Coach Kelly?
Yeah, they'd give Coach Kelly a hard time.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
That's fun to hear.
Yeah.
And then the final question, we've been working with Illustrative Creations. They paint cleats. If you could have anything painted on your cleats, what would you want?
Ooh, maybe the St. Paul skyline. That'd be pretty cool.
Excellent stuff. Once again, James Onawalu here on the C2P, joining us here at the East-West Shrine.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.